All right.
It's Saturday, November 7th. It's about 1:15
Eastern. I think we're going to cross over to the Central Time Zone soon. It's 2020.
And we last talked to you when we were driving to Asheville. So a lot has happened since then.
A lot.
Including what we're driving in right now. If you can hear, it's probably a little quieter. We had to switch cars. Our car kind of hit. We'll get to that in a minute, but
we're in a new car. 2021.
Outback.
Subaru. Outback Subaru Limited.
Subi for life.
Subi.
So,
how did we get here?
We were last talking to you when we were on our way to Asheville. Something happened pretty much right after that podcast happened. We were driving all day along Blue Ridge Parkway, and it was such a beautiful drive. We were just enjoying every moment of it, pulling over and just soaking it all in. And then finally it's getting nighttime, and we're both exhausted, and we're about an hour and a half away from our Airbnb in Asheville. Kelly looks at me and she says, "I don't know how I'm going to do this." You were pretty tired, weren't you?
I was so tired, baby.
And then, so we said, all right, let's pull over. And pull over in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina to fill up gas. We fill up. We go inside the gas station, go to the bathroom.
The attendant was out.
The attendant was outside.
Changing the garbages outside. And I said hi and asked her how she was doing it.
And then we go inside.
We go inside and she's like, "I'll be right in."
No problem.
Go
to the bathroom, grab two waters. We go to pay for the two waters. As we're paying for the two waters, the lady says, "So when you guys went inside, there was this man that pulled up in a blue truck behind you guys. And he walked up to me and said, it looked like you guys could use this," and handed it to me. And she proceeded to hand us not one, but $200 bills. Yeah.
Yeah, two $100 bills. And I was like, "Wait,
what's going on?
And she's like, "Ma'am, I'm just as like flabbergasted, dumbfounded as you are. Can you please just take this? I don't know. This guy just gave it to me for you guys. He said you looked like you needed the help." I said, "All right." And I look around and I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Anthony, it's $200. He's like, "No way." Like,
I was shaking. It was like this feeling of just awe and like a huge blessing that we just received. And like, confused why.
Going to pay for the waters. They're only $3 and we're paying with a 20 and we're just like,
"Here, take $17. And she's
here,
like,
"Take this."
She's like,
"Keep the change. Like, you could have just kept that whole thing."
She's like, "I'll take your change, but I ain't taking that. That's bad karma."
So she was like, you know, not really about stealing that money.
She was such a beautiful lady and she gave us the money. We walk outside. Kelly makes eye contact with the guy in the blue truck and Kelly waves to him like, "Thank you." And the guy nods his head and I try to yell at him to get him to stop. And all of a sudden he just speeds out. Yep. And the highway was to the left and he went to the right. And the odd thing about this was the lady knew every guy by first name that walked in there. Everyone by their first name. And she had no idea who this man was and was just as confused as we are. So you can only imagine how that felt, like we just encountered an angel.
Yeah, and it was like 8 million cups of coffee right at once. Like, I wasn't tired at all. I was just like, "Holy crap." Like, we were like, "Oh my gosh.
How did this just happen?
We have to call somebody and tell them what just happened. Like, this is so nuts." Like
we can't believe this is real right now. So we end up having no problem getting to Asheville. We check into our Airbnb, which is just this beautiful home. It's an old colonial
Montford,
Asheville.
It's like the historic district.
It was
in
this
very artsy, like, family.
It's like all old colonial houses, and
so
we're
like
in the
really
basement.
Tall, like four floors, but wider than a normal house, but really high.
And the basements were like, the basement wasn't really a basement. It's not underground or anything. There was like windows to outside, and we had this beautiful private back porch that overlooked all the foliage and the trees and just beautiful forest. And we just got really blessed with our home for the 3 days in Asheville.
Yeah, so we were going to be there 3 nights.
So the next
morning we wake up and we're like, "All right, let's see what's
let's
up.
Get some
we're
breakfast.
About to be here for the next 3 days. This is going to be awesome." And Go to get breakfast and...
Car's fine.
Car's fine. Drive it there.
We eat breakfast. We get out of breakfast like 20 minutes, 30 minutes later.
Turn on the car.
Turn on the car and every light is flashing on the
check engine light, the oil,
the brake light.
The ABS brakes, the little squiggle.
The cruise icon. Control stopped working. The
cruise control is just blinking. Like,
and we're like, this can't be right. Like, we just got all this work done.
Yeah, we got a lot of work done.
We got a lot of service done. But
and the guy, we went to someone we could trust.
Absolutely.
And they, you know, we told him, like, rip it apart. Tell us what we need. And it's just like, what happened? It happened 800 miles into our trip. Like,
it was unforeseeable. Like,
he couldn't have foreseen it. And so he's like, I really would take it to the dealership just to make sure
everything's okay.
Everything's all right.
So
like, they can run the code.
So we decided, like, all right, well, we just got to Asheville, and this has got to be, like, a sensor problem because everything's fine in the car.
And my oil light is always on. It doesn't really need oil, but
it's
always
a sensor issue.
So I was like, oh, maybe it's just the other lights are, you know, broken too now or whatever.
So,
you know, dead deer.
So we decide to, like, just let it be for that day and go enjoy Asheville. And we go and do an amazing live stream outside the farmer's market in the River and Arts District in Asheville. And it was just such a beautiful day. And people were, you know, really enjoying the music and just...
Yeah, there was this couple with a
VW bus.
Orange VW bus. It, like, had the sliding door open. They were sitting on the side of it, like, listening to the music. And we had the live streams going and... Apparently they were
a little windy.
The one
so
was
sorry
a little windy.
That.
We're still kind of learning.
We're still. This is all an experiment, but we're learning as we go, and we're figuring some things out.
I really would like to, like, the goals for me of this trip is to try and pull off a music tour and see where the problems are.
What we need to do to make it flawless.
To make it more flawless. Like, if someone was actually paying for us to do this and sponsoring this tour, like,
what can we? What would we need to make this?
Like, how would we be able to prevent some of these things from happening?
And little things like microphones. It's all stuff we're learning along the way.
So, how we record is one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're figuring it out.
We had a great day, though.
We
walked around.
We
rode our.
We basically just decided to ignore the lights, since we knew we had the next day. We were like, we will just deal with it tomorrow.
So
hope that the lights turn off.
So
they never turned off.
The next day, lights never turned off. So we said, all right, first thing in the morning, we said, let's go get it read, like the code's read, and see what's up with the computer. So we take it to the Subaru dealership, and the lady puts it on does the reading of the codes and everything, and she looks at Kelly and is like, well, where are you trying to go? Are you guys just driving back to New York?
Well, because she says, you need something
with your transmission valve
replaced because it's giving the wrong signals to the transmission. And when it gets to the point of, like, giving the wrong signals, it could crash it or whatever. And she's saying, and I was like, are you sure it's not a sensor issue? Like, my oil light usually just stays on. She says they trigger, when something like this happens, it triggers all of the lights so that you don't ignore the check engine light. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And I'm like, well, can you fix it? And she's like, yeah, it'll be $1,700.
For the part. And then 6 hours
of
labor.
At the dealership. So you're like, oh my God.
Granted, this car is only worth...
I think the blue book was like $4,000 if it was in perfect condition.
And this car was not in perfect condition.
It's like 9 years old, 136,000 miles on it. I was the only owner. Been in a couple wrecks. Not from me. Just, like, gone through some serious life.
Damage.
And
life.
We're just like, okay, we're engaged. We've never bought a car together.
We've been talking about how we're going to need a new car.
For the last month, I was asking him, should we buy a new car for our trip? Should we buy a new car for our trip? He's like, or should we fix the old one? Let's just try and fix the old one. If anything happens on the trip and we need to, we'll just buy a new car on the trip. And we're thinking, like, oh.
Maybe, like.
On the way back.
Yeah, like Denver or...
On the way home, maybe we're going to need to get a car or something like that. But
this is the fourth day in.
Like, only 800 miles.
Third day.
Didn't even hit 1,000 miles on a 10,000 mile, like, road trip. And we're like, oh, great. So I'm just thinking in my head.
So the cost of the fix is basically the price of the car.
Yeah, and if I were to go to try and sell it anyway, I would have to get it fixed. So I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I know that fixing your car is cheaper than buying a new one.
This car has been fixed a lot.
And then you don't have the payments and whatever. But this car, like, the horn didn't even work.
For the last trunk, year.
I slammed into the back of a car, reversed so hard that the trunk would barely close. And I asked how much it would take to fix it. And the guy's like, if you go to fix the trunk,
it's worth more than the car.
It's basically going to total your car. And so you might as well just stick it out. And I'm like, oh, cool. Then we get to Asheville and the hood, where you go to pop the hood open, it's already popped. Oops. Like, it's permanently popped open. And so the only thing holding the hood shut is the safety latch. And I'm like, this is not good. This is going to, at some point,
this is going to blow up.
This is going to, like, blow, like, like, hood of the car is going to come open
into the windshield,
and we're not going to be able to see anything, and we're going to die, like, on the road. I'm just like, I don't even like having these thoughts. Like, why are these even real? Like, those are what the type of thoughts that old car was bringing up. Anyway, we got a new car.
So
we open up the door. We didn't realize it's going to take, like, 6 hours of our life.
We just thought we were going to the Subaru dealership. We even went before we showered and everything. We're like, let's just go get it ready real quick.
Taken care of.
So then next thing you know, Kelly opens the sales room door and says, hey, can anyone help me? I need to buy a car, but
and
I need to figure some things out first.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I was like, first of all, how does that work? Like, can I even sell you this car if I don't have the title? And he's like, well, you can ship overnight the title. Or, okay, cool. So first roadblock done. We figured it out. So then the next thing is like...
Well, first we had renters in our apartment that were scheduled to come in that day. So we had to have my best friend go break into our apartment and extract the title.
Yes.
And be able to bring
I
it
had to, tell him
to her dad in Lyndhurst.
I know, he drove an hour.
He drove an hour and 20 minutes
from
Spring Lake to Lyndhurst to go deliver this title to her dad.
So my dad's name is on the title because he co-signed for my first car. And so they put him on the title. So instead of me just being able to do a quick turnaround, they need his approval. It's technically his car too, which, you know, he gave me a signature. He gave me a great interest
rate. And then, so we got that done. First roadblock.
No, the first roadblock, yeah, that. Actually, that ended up being multiple roadblocks because at first we didn't know his name was on the title, so that became another issue.
Yeah.
Which is why we had to send our friend to go get it.
So we ended up spending 6 hours in the...
And then another reason it took so long, because I have a car registered in New York. I'm in North Carolina, and then the title to my car is from Colorado.
She lives in New Jersey.
And I live in New Jersey, but I actually don't have any way to prove that I live in New Jersey because I've been so...
Adamant
about keeping my residence in New York. Just because of health insurance purposes and, like, weird stuff with COVID, I just, like, wanted to make sure that I wasn't, like, any sort of, like, delay and lapse in coverage and all that. So I'm just like, oh, I live in New York. I even told the guy, I'm like, I don't even know. I have nothing. I have nothing in my name that shows that I'm from New Jersey. He's like, not even your phone bill? I'm like, nothing. Like, I'm a New Yorker. I don't even want to put anything from New Jersey in my name. So I'm just like, no.
But lo and behold.
Then the guy's like, well, you know, we gotta figure out your address. Like.
So she switched her insurance.
So he's like, you need to because they gotta send the plates, they gotta register it. And then now it's finally coming to the point where I don't live in New York. I'm not gonna get a car, brand new car plates and registration sent and registered under one of my friend's houses. And I'm just like, okay, time to move on.
Time to grow up.
Time to grow up, go out of New York, break out, become more
engaged to Anthony.
Engaged to Anthony. So now I have the same address as him.
She's a Jersey resident.
Plus, they just legalized, so like, how can you really complain?
Exactly.
Anyway, so
that happened.
That happened.
We have a new car.
So we get the car.
So we're driving this new car.
We get the car. We're driving this new car, and it's awesome. And then that same night that we pick up the car,
my friends, Connor and Dennis, showed up. They literally were going across country, and at
they're
the same
on their way
time,
to California.
On their way to California, and at the same time, we're in Asheville. That's their first stop. And what do you know? We linked up. They made it. No problems. And they stayed over with us. And it was just so awesome to see some familiar faces,
and
like
they
on
were
a road
so
trip.
Great
best guests you can imagine.
Like they
were so grateful for everything. First
of
all, very clean.
After themselves.
They were out of there in the morning at 5:30.
Left
at 20. They just folded everything, took care of it. It was like they weren't even there. It was amazing. But we got to hang out the whole
night.
And
we got to enjoy such a monumental experience with people that we know. Like,
exactly.
We just bought this car, and we finally got to share it with some friends right away. Like, not like, you know, we got to share that vibe of this brand new car with somebody instead of just being like, by the time we get home and seeing people in the room, we're like, oh, yeah, I forgot it was a new car.
So they came.
So that was awesome.
And then
they left at like 5:30 in the morning.
So the next morning,
we were supposed to leave in the morning. Anthony was like, well, we should stay another night. I'm like, looking up, there's nothing available in Asheville. Our host didn't have any days. We were going to have to leave. And I have this campsite booked for the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. It was like $25 in the national park. Like the only campground that had a reservation left. And I got it like a month ago. And I'm like, I really was looking forward to that. Like, pack the tent and everything just for this.
So we had
you go on the Blue Ridge Parkway until it ends at that park. So you're just like wilderness straight from Asheville the rest of the day. And so we went to this bakery.
We went to the Well-Bred Bakery.
We decided to stick to the original plan, which was going camping. And now we had a better car, and which is like awesome.
Even better.
I don't think my car would have been able to do what we did yesterday.
Because we had to go 6,000 miles or 6,000 feet in elevation.
Yeah, we
her car was having trouble going 1,000 feet in elevation.
Yes.
So you can only imagine.
And
so then
we
stopped at the Well-Bred Bakery, thanks to my sisters for the recommendation. And we figured, you know, we ate our breakfast and we're like, oh man, this might be the last time we're in civilization for a while. So we got some sandwiches to go, packed up, and got on the road.
Put them in our cooler. Awesome igloo cooler retro throwback from
looks like
that
a
I got for
bus.
My birthday this year from Bear Wire Surf. Shout out.
Yeah, these shout out Bear Wire Surf.
All of our future sponsors. Someday.
And it's okay if not, we still love the brands.
We still love you.
But so we get our sandwiches, we pack up, we're on the road, we get on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and we're just driving along this beautiful drive the whole time.
Gorgeous.
It's like literally magical. You're like, where am I? These peaks and valleys and all the foliage and the sun, the way the sun like hits everything.
And you can tell why it's called Blue Ridge Parkway, because it literally, like, the way that the sun hits the mountains off the distance, they look blue. It's almost like this weird silhouette. And so it's like, it literally looks like a blue ridge off into your distance. And then you're on the mountain range as well. So you're constantly going through tunnels, like these cool tunnels that go through the rocks and the mountains to get you to the other side. It's just awesome.
It's so beautiful. And like,
while
we were driving along, I just had this like intuition that was, you have to stop on the side of the road as soon as possible and just start set up and play. And I just had to do it. And I told Kelly, so we pulled over.
I had also really had this kind of, you should set up on the Blue Ridge Parkway and we should stream somewhere from there. I'd been saying that, like, but not actually, like, wanting, like, this whole thing is, like, I can have ideas of where I want Anthony to play, but it's got to be him because he's the one who has to, like, put out. So I can say, oh, it'd be cool if you played here. But unless he actually, like, makes it his decision and wants to do it, then, I don't know. It's just a suggestion. And so I was thinking it would be cool. And I kind of brought that up. And then when we were driving, I wasn't even thinking about it. And he's just like, I'm going to play right here. And I'm like, really? Like,
so we
and then
pulled.
We checked to see if he had service. And he had two bars, which is like, okay, I think I could pull off a live stream with two bars. And we're like, I don't think we're going to have service for much longer. I think we should do it now, which ended up being true. We didn't have service again after that. So
we pull over on this beautiful peak that's like just over this amazing overlook. And I set my equipment up and just start playing. And Kelly wasn't even going to put my tip cup out. And for some reason, we just put it there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no one's going to.
It wasn't about the tips.
Like,
it was literally
like,
just
you know,
wanting to play
it's
there.
It's for the view. Like, why would I even put this out? And
just
then I was
like, show everyone back home.
There are people driving by. I might as well just put it out.
Next thing you know, I'm playing. People are dancing.
Before
people
you even start, someone put a 20 in.
people start dancing and singing, like clapping, and there's cars that stop on the side of the road, people getting out of their cars, people just cheering from their cars while they drive by. It was like this amazing like pause of the world that just like, all right, let's all just like love and have fun in the moment right now. And like, there were people thanking me for the normalcy, thanking me for the music, like
asking if they could take your pictures,
asking to take the pictures, everything. And it's like, this is what this tour is about, is like spreading this positivity and this love and just having it be contagious. Like when that guy gave us $200, the next day I saw the mailman and we're in the car and I handed him $20 for just doing what he does, and he was so confused and, you know, just as confused as we were the first time.
I was also confused.
Kelly was even confused.
I'm going to give the mailman $20. I was like, why? Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, because people keep giving us money. I'm going to give him money. So, and I was like, okay. So, and I didn't even question it because I'm like, all right, you know, normally I'd be like, what the heck? Like, why would you do
that? We need that.
But now I'm just like overwhelmed with generosity in this whole trip. And I know that everything is going to be okay. And we have more than enough. And if we can give to others, then...
Yeah, and give in no matter whatever way it can be. Like, you know, money, food, just music, just happiness, positivity.
Dude, the mailman's never stopped. They kept going through all of this.
They never stopped.
They're the ones bringing our stuff while we're like sitting at home all like quarantined.
When we were in the Subaru dealership, we had our masks on the whole time. 6 hours. And it really just made me, it humbled me and like made me realize, you know, what these workers are doing, you know, all day with these masks on. It's brutal. Mm-hmm. Like it's not even about if you believe in the mask or not, but if you're like out to a restaurant or something and you know the server comes up to your table, just out of courtesy, like put the mask up and be like, here, I know this sucks. Like, yeah. I'm here with you. Yeah, like, I support you.
There's nothing to believe. It's
just literally...
You want to keep your spit in your own, like, area. Like, if my, like, droplet can potentially make you sick, and I can put something over my face that might not ever let any of those droplets out, then I should do that right now, because...
So, Lisa can do it for these people that are working every day out there.
They're doing it for us, and...
We can show a little respect for them.
And we're trying to leave 30% on our bills, too, because they're literally, these waitresses, especially in certain places like Asheville, like, how many people is she serving that are from other places? And I feel bad for her literally exposing herself to people from all over the country just because they want to go out to eat or they're still traveling. Like, yeah, we're, like... They have to deal with that. So it's
just
like,
their compensation doesn't really change necessarily with all this. So when you're out to eat,
times are tough, but like, it's like if you can't afford to eat out right now, then you gotta keep cooking at home.
If you can afford to give an extra $5 when you're out to eat, please just do that. It goes a long way with your servers. And it really means a lot to them. So just to bring you back up to where we were, we ended up leaving and did that live stream, and it was just incredible. Like, people were, like I said, dancing, singing. The positivity was just outpouring. Like, people were just loving each other and having a great time, just forgetting about life for a minute. And that's what this is about. And so we kept driving along Blue Ridge Parkway, finally crossed over into Tennessee. And we got to our campsite at the Great Smoky Mountain National Park,
which I booked a month ago in, what was it called? Cades Cove. So in the national parks, most of them, they have campgrounds, but you have to reserve them. They're usually only $25, but they're pretty, like, they fill up pretty quick. In the summer, it's almost impossible to get one. I was thinking in November it'd be a little easier, but there was none in the entire park except for, I think, this Cades Cove had like 3 spots for this Friday night. They didn't even have Saturday night, so we only had the option to camp for one night. And I was just like, whatever, we're doing it. I'm going to book it. Booked it. We showed up last night, and like, we're a little bit late. Like, it's like 8 o'clock, so it's already dark. And so they have the after hours registration thing, and I go up to it and I see like our name in the campsite, and it just felt so good to have a reservation. And a lot of my, like, in the past, I don't know, I've winged it, I don't know, played it by the, like, just not necessarily had reservations for certain things, or like said, oh, we'll book something last minute, trying to be more flexible and not like locking myself into a plan. But it's like things like that, we could have skipped that if we needed to, but like having that as the option is just, it was everything.
It was so worth it. Just
forward thinking, so, and we, kind of planning it out, it was like, okay, cool. So we're all like hype.
We're all stoked.
Get to the campground. Finally find it. Everyone's full. It's like very adamant, saying no reservations unless your name is on this list and you already have a reservation. Like, no vacancy. And then we pull up. It's right in the corner in the very back of the campground. Like, no one's, it's not near anybody. It's not near any lairs. It's
tucked
right
in
near
the
corner creek.
By the creek, away from
and
everything.
And we like, I just look over at Anthony and I was like,
babe, I think we messed up.
I think we might have messed up here. And he's like, yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same thing. And he's like,
we have no wood or
like,
water.
He's like, why are you thinking that? I'm like, well, I don't see any water faucets on this map. And I remember, you know, they have bear signs everywhere. They're like, carry in, carry out, no electricity, no hookups, no water. Like, and you're like, oh, no running water, no showers. And you're like, does that mean there's no water at all? Like, even in the bathrooms? And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I look down and we have half a water bottle, half a cup of tea. And I look at it and I'm like, well, we have this tea and this water. And I'm like, we've been watching this show called Alone. And I'm like, oh, like, we're not going to die, I guess, you know, just thinking like so ridiculously. And then we get in the car to go back. He's like, all right, let's just drive by the camp store and see. Like, we knew it's closed, but we're like, let's just drive by and see. Like, maybe they have a vending machine. Maybe they, like, whatever. Middle of nowhere. And, of course, there's, like, it's closed, but they have a sign up that says, oh, no, right when we're going to drive to the camp store, we pass the bathroom and it has the water faucet. So we're like, yeah.
We're safe.
Outside, where you can fill up your jugs with beautiful spring, mountain spring water. Really good. So then we go to the camp store and there's a sign that says closed, after hours firewood in
around
the back.
Back.
And I'm like, yes. So we go back there hoping that there's some wood. There's like four barrels left. We got two. They're like ridiculous. They're like $10 each because we're so far from
anywhere
that you could have charged $20 each for those barrels of wood and people would have bought them. So it was kind of funny. We paid just as much for two things of wood as we did for the campsite. But literally worth it because
we ended
back
up
to the
using
campsite,
all the wood.
And like right away, I take the cardboard that came like in the tent because we had just bought a brand new tent, and I'm like ripping that up. And then I'm like picking up little twigs on the ground, and I'm like, okay, like I hope that we can like make a fire. Like, I don't even know. I don't. All I have is a lighter. I'm like, was expecting to buy starter logs or something. Then we start putting.
Callie's like,
starts putting leaves in it. I start kind of blowing on the fire or whatever, and
then
it
we
just
start
starts,
stacking
and then
wood.
We put all of the wood that we bought. So two huge like bushels.
We had a
and
raging
it was just, like,
fire.
Because we're like, we're tired. I want to go to bed. Like, let's just.
I want to be warm. And this sleigh was so big that someone rode by and was like, "That's a nice fire."
And
I was like, "Thank you."
And I'm like, "Why are they complimenting our fire?" And he's like, "Look at it." I was like, "Okay." I
it
guess.
Was roaring.
You're like, you know, when you're camping, you kind of have like one or two logs on the fire. We had like big.
We had like
15.
Six, 12.
Yeah, 12. So ridiculous. Anyway, then we're like setting up the tent.
Oh man.
And we're like laughing because it's dark and.
We have the tent set up though, finally.
Yeah, we have it set up, and then we're like, oh, we don't need the rain flap.
Yeah, it's not going to rain.
No big deal. The stars are so bright. Like, as soon as we got there, I see a shooting star, and I'm just like, oh,
we're in the right place.
And that's before we found out about the water and the wood. So like, that was probably my wish, is that we would live through the night. So we are like, okay,
we go on the tent.
Let's just not put on the tent flap so that we can get fresh air.
Look at the stars.
Look at the stars. Not like you wouldn't get fresh air in a tent anyways. It's a stupid idea. And then I'm realizing halfway through the night, around 4 a.m.
It's like 3, 4 in the morning.
That our sleeping bag is so soaking wet. Like,
the top.
Literally, the top is just
drenched.
I can't feel this. You, like, put this hand on and you're like, oh, like, very, like, wet. Not just, like,
not just
is
damp.
This damp? This is wet. Like, your hand has, like, almost water in it. Like, how is this not seeping through to where we're, like, to our legs? Like, and he's like, oh, it said it was water resistant. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
So, We're so tired.
We're obviously being covered up in plastic right now if it's not hitting us. We're just wrapped in plastic somehow.
So we're just so tired.
We have the alpaca blanket in the sleeping bag with us.
Somehow it didn't get wet.
And then I put on my giant, like, winter coat, like, trying to wear it on. I literally put my feet through the armholes. So I have, like, the coat on my legs, and I'm sleeping, and then I'm just like, he's like, what time is it? I'm like, oh, I don't even want to know. And then we finally were like, oh, it's only 6. We only have to survive
another
2 more hours or whatever. We're just like, and I didn't know Anthony's back was touching the ground on the air mattress.
The entire night, my back and like side were literally touching the floor.
I was up.
So my back is, but other than that, it was like the most beautiful night.
It was. The stars were so bright, and then the moon was a perfect half.
Just
right
like
above
when
the
we
tent
got engaged.
Throughout the middle of the night. Yeah, the moon was a half. And you since we didn't have the tent flap on, you had all this like moonlight coming in, and you're just like, babe. Anthony is putting his feet on the
my shoe on the new car
on the passenger side. You know when you put your foot up and I'm just like, can you just take your shoes off and do it with your socks?
That's a good idea. So,
but it's our car now. It's his car now. Every time you know, I'm like, oh, you should be good about the car. You know, he's like, it's my car too. I'm like, okay. So now I'm just like, oh, this car.
No, it's our we're car. Good.
And so, I'm trying to keep it clean. Even though it's already going to be destroyed by the time we're done. Anyway, ADDing back to
the story. So we wake up in the morning.
Yeah,
we go explore the campsite. We
with our scooters.
We scooted around.
We brought our scooters with us, so we like scooter gang, like, woo. We were just like, Razor and the
scooters.
Hill. There was a hill in the camp, and we were just
whipping down the hill. I was doing bunny hops down the hill.
And so we're like, oh, this is going to be kind of annoying having to go back up the hill, but it was fun going down. And then we like, kind of, we're like, all right, go to this creek that was right near our campsite, and we like
sit beautiful.
Over there, kind of relax for a minute, and then we're like, all right, let's just pack up, and we like empty every single thing out of the car because it was kind of all just thrown in there anyway, and then we forgot that the back seats fold down and you could just have this big open like space to put everything in, and so we're like, oh, we should do that, so we do that. Put the seats down and like pack everything into the car, get it all in the car, which I still have no idea how we fit all this in the Subaru because this car is like full.
Yeah.
And then we go on another little walk over to the creek before we leave, packed up the tent, and we're just like, all right, let's just get out of here. And we go to leave and we start hitting the road.
Next thing you know, we pull over on the side to get gas. Kelly goes in, hears someone say, oh, your chicken, the fried chicken smells good. And the guy goes, best fried chicken in the county. She came out and told me it's 11:30 in the morning. And I ran in there. I'm like, oh, we got to get some fried chicken. So, you know, I had to get some chicken legs.
And the biscuits were like shining.
The biscuits were shining
because of how much
honey
and butter was on the top of them. Like, it was like a thick layer of like honey butter.
Oh, it was just, it was
and
magical.
And I was like, telling Anthony, he's like, we need the fries.
I just want you all to know, you have not lived until you tried side of the road country fried chicken in Tennessee.
It was something that
it
is for
It was
you.
Delicious. So now, we're headed to Nashville. We're in Tennessee.
About 25 minutes
out. 25 minutes away from Nashville.
GPS is taking us straight to the Guitar Center.
First stop, we're going to the Corner Music Store in Nashville to get
Anthony's
my
guitar
fixed.
Working.
I had to, took it out last night, and one of the strings, the action on the guitar, which means how far the strings are from the actual guitar, they're too low, so it's almost impossible to play at the moment. So I'm taking it, just spoke to the guy at the music shop, taking it there, and I think he's going to be able to get it done for me today. And then we're going to check into our Airbnb, and I think we both are awaiting a little bit of a nice nap and going to take a first bath because this is the first place we have a bathtub, so I'm really looking forward to taking a bath and just kind of relaxing.
And we just entered Central Standard Time.
So an hour back. From Eastern. So we're doing
making
good.
Our way.
Really excited for Nashville.
First
excited to get some sleep. We're there for the next 2 days. Get some sleep. Get some really good food.
Take a bath.
You know, spread some joy around the city and, you know, try and make some new friends and just spread some light and positivity through the music and just through our actions and just loving each other and everyone around us.
I've never been here, so I have, like, no expectations.
I've never been here either, and I'm, it's
just
like...
Just excitement it's for always been a dream. New place.
It's like I've always dreamt about Nashville. Like, oh, Nashville. So I'm so excited to be going here.
Nash Vegas.
You. So we are on our way. We're about 20 minutes out. And stay tuned for the next live streams to come in the next couple days. ASF Vision, Facebook and Instagram, ASFVision.com, TamericTeaTime.com. Everything's there. So really appreciate, none of this is even possible without the love and support we've received already through this trip and before it even. So thank you to everyone.
And one thing I'd like to know is that we working hard to get your debts paid off and your credit right is the only reason why I was able to do what we did with this buying a new car also, because I took a lot of work over the last couple years to get all that stuff situated. And I wasn't sure why I was doing it or if it would be worth it. And just to be able to go into a dealership, get a loan out in my name with a great interest rate, and just walk out with the car. I mean, that it, there really ain't anything more American than that, is there? I mean, it's just, it was great. It was, it felt really good. And I am very excited to have a new car.
Oh, yeah. And...
with my love.
If you heard it from her, make sure you work to get yourself out of debt, even if it's slowly, because it does pay off in
and
the future.
And it's okay if you go back into it, because, like,
because you get out of debt to go into debt. That's how America works.
But you also got to make your payments.
On time.
On time.
Make sure
you already know all this, but financial, like, health is very important. Yeah.
Financial health, mental health, physical health, it's all important.
Mm-hmm.
So please just know, the only disability is a bad attitude, and when life gets hard, just keep living.
Yep.
You've heard it here first. I am Anthony Ferraro.
And I'm Kellyanne Walborn.
Please stay tuned for more to come. We are going to send you with our outro music. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. This podcast is sponsored by nobody. If you'd like to be a sponsor,
please contact us.
And we will take your money and say your name instead of nobody.
God bless America. Have a great day. Love one another. And God bless. Rewind. Play. Button. Fast forward. Pause. Button. Done. Pause. Button.